RNI News and Weather at 11. Good evening, this is Rob Eden reporting. First of all, in Britain, a Palestinian guerrilla group in Beirut said it was one of their men acting on orders who shot the Marks & Spencer's chief, Mr. Edward Thies, at his home in London last night. Mr. Thies is still seriously ill. Also, cheap rail travel for students. British Rail is introducing an experimental half-price scheme. From tomorrow, all full-time students between 18 and 27 holding a special card will be able to get a 50% reduction on all second-class fares, costing 50 pence or more. And in Northern Ireland, a soldier was killed in the Falls Road area of Belfast by a single shot fired into the back of his armoured vehicle. Another soldier was wounded, but not seriously, by the same bullet. And in the Middle East, the Israelis reported that both the Syrians and the Egyptians opened fire on the ceasefire line today.
There were no Israeli casualties. Frontline soldiers have been released in small groups so that they could vote in the country's general election.
And the oil situation, Nigeria has announced further increases in the price of crude oil, as was expected. She is raising the price to more than $14.50 a barrel. In Rhodesia, Mr. Ian Smith has forecast more widespread action by the African guerrillas. He called on Rhodesians to brace themselves to meet and overthrow the attack. And finally, aviation. A Boeing 707 of Air France made an emergency landing at Athens Airport after an anonymous tip-off that there was a bomb on board. 116 passengers were taken off and security men searched the plane for 3 hours, but nothing was found. And finally, on the RNI weather front. Tonight is expected to have strong frost in many areas, with some fog patches moving in later. Winds will be light to moderate, southerly in direction, and the temperature around 0 degrees. Tomorrow's outlook is for a mainly dry day with a sunny period. Temperatures should reach around 6 degrees centigrade, and winds will be moderate to fresh from the south. That's RNI News and Weather together. Our next news in the English language will be tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock in the evening, and in the Dutch language will be tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
The story so far. Bugsy has gunned down Scarface Capucci in a Chicago bar because he didn't listen to the Rob Eden show. Now he's on the run from the cops and hiding out with his girl Lucretia in a dingy railroad warehouse.
Bugsy, what are we
going
to do?
Don't worry, babe. The boys are coming over from the Bronx to deal with the DA. And then we can go back to listen to Rob Eden in comfort.
Bugsy, I wish I had your intelligence.
Camel, Grisha, and Bugsy escaped the long arm of the law. And Rob went over right. Can I, for once, back a horse that wins? Don't miss the next thrilling installment of the Rob Eden Show on RNI.